Spirit Radio Podcasts.
And in the Bible, Jesus tells the story of a rich man who stored up his grain in bigger and bigger barns. Jesus described this man as a fool and told his followers to live differently. So how do we set aside our anxiety for the future and live with confidence that God will provide for our needs? Well, that's what we're talking about this morning with our prayer coach, Alphonsus Cullinan, Bishop of Waterford and Lismore. Good morning, Bishop Fonzie. How are you?
Good morning, Donald, and all your listeners. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very good this morning, I have to say, so, which is great. First of all, Bishop Fonzie, could you, you can't help but have some sympathy for the rich man and his barns, can you?
Sure. It's a very human reaction, you know. I mean, he had such a big harvest. Things looked absolutely fantastic. He was going to set aside for the future and have a royal good time. But as you say, entirely understandable, but none of us can tell the future. There's only one thing sure, that at the end of it, there will be God. That might sound to some people like a platitude or whatever. Mm. And yet, you know, the song just there that you just played from Dermot Kennedy, you know, the lyrics were interesting. The rain ain't permanent.
Mm.
We'll be dancing in the sun. I mean, as Christians, we believe that. That thing that parents say to a child, you know, when the child falls, you know, and the parent picks him up and says, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
How do we know that?
Right.
You know, how do we really know that? As Christians, we do, in fact, know that because we believe that no matter what, at the end, God will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And we are called to trust in him. And you know, and time and again in the Gospels, you know, Jesus says things like in Matthew 6, you know, look at the birds in the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than hundreds of sparrows?
Sure.
So, you know, now this is so easy to say, Donald, but living it out every day,
that's the tricky thing.
But that's where we help each other too.
Yeah. Definitely.
We're not on our own.
In relation, Bishop Fonzie, to providing for our needs as Christians, what attitude are followers of Jesus supposed to have when it comes to this?
Well, it's certainly not, you know, I sit down, put my feet up and say, well, God will provide, you know.
Sure.
It's always another one of those paradoxes of the Christian faith. You know, it's a question of, as St. Augustine will say, you know, work as if everything depended on you and pray as if everything depended on God. So God is calling us to use the gifts that he has given us, the talents, the intelligence, not only for ourselves, but also for others, and to work good and hard at them, you know, and to bring out the best we can, but knowing that God is going to help us in that.
Sure.
God is going to help us in that, and he's not saying he's going to make it easy. He's going to say, I will be there no matter what. And that's what the passion and the death of Jesus and his resurrection reveals, that he has overcome all things.
Mm.
So in Christ I can do all things, as Paul says.
And in the story, Bishop Fonzie, we have the rich man storing his grain in bigger and bigger barns, maybe, you know, trying to, I suppose, have a bit of security surrounding, let's say, his finances, or in this case, his food. What would you say to someone who finds it hard to be at peace about their financial needs and maybe has some anxiety surrounding that?
Yeah, and probably a lot, you know. And I mean, we all, every one of us needs a basic, you know, we need to have the basics for living. And you know, no easy answer for me is going to make life easier for for other people, unless and until, you know, we can learn to really say the Our Father. I mean, to really say, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. And this is what Jesus is asking us to say, you know, to say it is a prayer of abandonment, in actual fact, to God the Father, the Our Father, and to be able to say that with a full heart, that no matter what, God is going to help me, and to really believe that, and to ask for that faith, to believe it more and more, to really let it seep deep down in our hearts. I remember a priest in Rome once, he was given a task by his spiritual director to meditate for a month on the first two words of the Our Father.
Mm.
That was a good exercise.
That definitely sounds like quite an intense exercise. Two words for a month, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Our Father, that means that I am a child of God.
Yeah.
And that is our basic identity. In actual fact, when you strip it all down, this is what Jesus is telling us. God is Father, we are children. And that has all kinds of implications, huge implications, for everything we do every day.
Amazingly powerful words there, Bishop Fonzie. Thank you so much for sharing them. Before you go, tell us about the new online Bible study that you're starting next week.
Yeah, it's starting on Monday the 13th, lucky for some. So it's just a half an hour every week, you know. Have people got a half an hour to join us online. Evangelization Team Ireland website, you'll get it there. You probably have all the...
Mm-hmm. Let me give the details out.
Thank you very much. So it's a half an hour. It's starting at 7:30, finishes at 8. We will start with Mark's Gospel. We will do one chapter a day for every Monday before Christmas.
Brilliant.
And it's just a way of trying to open up the Scriptures for us all. We all have things to learn. What is the Word of God speaking to us, saying to us, every, you know, for us in our particular situation?
Well, Bishop Fonzie Cullen, and thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank
we
you.
Really wish you the
God
best.
God bless you and all your listeners, Donal.
Thank you. And as Bishop Fonzie mentioned, he and Deacon Don Devaney will be leading an online Bible study course weekly, every Monday from 7:30 to 8 p.m. starting this Monday, the 13th of September. So for more information, you can visit evangelizationmissionireland.org.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.